to start off today by giving credit to all you guys in my audience. I want to thank all of you for everything that you've been doing. The channel is steadily growing. We've gained over 500 new subscribers in the last 5 or 6 weeks, averaging about 100 a week. I appreciate you sharing my content, liking the videos, commenting, everything. All of that stuff goes a long way in supporting the channel. It influences the YouTube algorithm to push my content. You guys are the reason why my YouTube impressions over the last 6, 7, 8 weeks are up over 300%. Right now, I think we're averaging around 200,000 impressions every week. So I just wanted to thank you for that. I appreciate all the support. What we're talking about today actually came from a viewer. I can't remember which video it was that he commented on, and I can't remember his name. I actually went back to try to find it to give the guy credit, but I couldn't find it, so sorry, dude. He brought up the subject of race norming, specifically in the NFL. I was completely ignorant to this. I didn't know what the hell it was. I had never heard of it before. I had to do a lot of research on this to figure out what the hell it even was. Race norming is the practice of basically adjusting test scores, whether it be a test for a job application or a test in the medical field. You adjust the scores of the test to account for the race of the person taking the test. Let me give you just a simple example. Let's say I go to apply for a job at the post office, and a minority is applying for the same position. Everything about me and this other person's the same. We're the same age. We have the same level of job experience. We have the same education level. The only difference between us is the color of our skin. The scale of the test is 0 to 100, obviously 100 being a perfect score. I score a 95, he scores an 85. Under the practice of race norming, he would actually score higher than me due to the formula used for minority candidates to account for their race. It's kind of like a built-in curve is what it is. His 85 would really be a 98, maybe even 100. That's just a simplified example. It obviously gets a bit deeper in the medical field. That's just race norming in a nutshell for you. The reason all of this has come up recently is that the NFL announced the other day that they are doing away with race norming. Why did they announce that? Well, it's because they were recently sued by former players Najee Davenport and Kevin Henry. The lawsuit claimed that both players were denied a portion of their concussion settlement from the NFL, that $1 billion settlement that the league gave former players, because of the practice of race norming. They were denied because of race norming. And look, Najee Davenport, Kevin Henry, they've got every right to be pissed off. I would be too. You mean to tell me you want to deny my money because of some test that's based strictly on my skin tone? I mean, it's just not right. I completely understand their frustration. However, does that mean the NFL is intrinsically racist? Are they systemically racist? Does it mean the NFL's biased against minorities? I bring these questions to your attention because that is exactly what the woke media is trying to claim. Headline in The Guardian, race norming is bigotry that began with good intentions. Headline on Slate, the same warped racist logic used by the NFL is ubiquitous in medicine. USA Today. NFL should apologize for using disgraceful practice of race norming. Before we move forward, let me just get this out of the way. I'm not here to defend the NFL for using the practice of race norming. I don't agree with it. It doesn't make any sense to me. But I am going to defend them when it comes to the accusation that the NFL is systemically racist. I always talk about woke hypocrisy. Do you know where race norming actually came from? It was born during the dying days of the Jimmy Carter administration. President Bush, the father, not the son, who, me personally, I was never a supporter of either one of the Bushes. I always followed Jesse. I think it was Jesse Jackson who said that, stay out of the Bushes. I always followed that, but I digress. To his credit, President George Bush's administration actually got the practice of race norming outlawed with the Civil Rights Act of 1991. This bill was drafted and introduced by Republican Congressman John Danforth. In 1991, guess who opposed the bill? Opposed getting rid of race norming. You guessed it, woke Democrats. though I don't think they were called wokers back then. I believe the term people used back then was far left. The reason I bring all that up, the NFL didn't invent the practice of race norming. It was formulated by the government. And like most things the government does, it was drafted with good intentions to give everyone equal opportunities no matter their race. But there's that word again, equal, equality, the great myth. Every January, the woke media likes to drag the NFL for their supposed bias against African-American head coaches. January, of course, is when teams usually do the hiring for coaches, general managers. It's the same story by the woke media every year, every January. The NFL is racist against black head coaches. The league must do something to improve minority hiring. The question is the woke media right? As usual, they give you part of the truth, but leave out most of the facts, all the facts, a lot of the time. The woke media, they never let facts get in the way of pushing their agenda. There are 3 black head coaches in the NFL right now. That's under 10% of head coaching positions given to minority head coaches. Is that bad? Yeah, it is. Definitely not good. I can't really defend that number. But is it due to racism? Not everything is about race. That's something wokers just can't seem to understand. When you dig deeper into the NFL and their hiring practices, it begins to make a little bit more sense. Now, I'm not saying the NFL's perfect or that they haven't had issues with this in the past, but it's definitely improving. The woke media, they made a big fuss a few months ago over the fact that Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy was overlooked for head coaching positions. He's led the Chiefs offense to 2 straight Super Bowls, winning one back in, what was that, 2020-2019. He's obviously qualified. So how come he hasn't been given a promotion? How come he's not a head coach? According to the woke media, it's because the NFL's racist. But when you look at the history of the NFL and the hiring of head coaches, you'll see that Eric Bieniemy's situation isn't any different from white head coaches. Matt Patricia, he was the defensive coordinator in New England for 6 years. He went to 3 Super Bowls with the Patriots, 1-2. 6 years. It took him 6 years to land a head coaching gig. Eric Bieniemy only has 3 years of experience as a coordinator at the NFL level. What about Darrell Bevell? He has 14 years of experience as an offensive coordinator at the NFL level. He went to 2 Super Bowls coaching Russell Wilson and the Seahawks offense, won one of them. He's never been given a head coaching opportunity in the NFL. I guess that he should have used his white privilege. Greg Roman. He's been an offensive coordinator with 3 different NFL teams. Last 2 years, he's been in Baltimore, one of the top offenses in the league. Never been given a head coaching opportunity. He must not be using his white privilege either. Are you starting to get my point? Not everything is about race. Oh, but it gets better. It gets better. It gets more clear. 10 teams had openings this offseason for coaches or general managers. There were a total of 14 open positions. 4 of them went to African Americans, or 29%. Seems fair to me. Now, you didn't hear about this from the woke media because it doesn't fit their agenda that the NFL is intrinsically racist. Let's get to quarterbacks. For decades, there has been a perception that the NFL was biased against black quarterbacks. And for a long time, they were. They really were. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if it was an intentional bias, if it was racism, but there was definitely a bias in the NFL when it came to black quarterbacks. But that's just not the case anymore. Michael Vick changed the league 20 years ago. He wasn't the first black quarterback, but he was the first black quarterback that was a true marketing machine. He also changed the NFL with a style of play that a dual threat quarterback could work in the NFL. 20 years later, the start of the 2020 season, there were 10 starting quarterbacks in the NFL that were African American, a third of the league. Oh, and an interesting side note too, I forgot to mention this. Remember when I said earlier the woke media claimed that Eric Bieniemy wasn't given a head coaching opportunity because of his race? 2 of the teams that interviewed him a few months ago, the Falcons and the Lions, hired minority general managers. Last summer, when we were in the middle of the woke tidal wave, the media was pressuring Roger Goodell to do something to incentivize teams to hire minority head coaches. Roger Goodell acquiesced. I believe the NFL now offers supplemental draft picks now to teams who either interview or hire minority coaches. But realistically, what the hell do you want Roger Goodell to do? You can't regulate behavior. He can't make teams hire minority head coaches. He's not that powerful. The NFL's tried this before. They had the Rooney Rule. And for years, I mean, it's kind of worked. The Rooney Rule kind of worked. I mean, since it was implemented back in 2003, there have been 21 minority coaches hired in the NFL. In the 80 years before the Rooney Rule, there were only 8. So to answer the question, is the NFL intrinsically or systemically racist? No. No. Race norming was a practice put into law by the government, not the NFL. The NFL wasn't the only business that used it. Like I said, it has been used for years in the medical field. They're just the only business that catches the attention, that catches the heat for it. Because the NFL has a huge platform. They're the most popular sports league in the country. They are making improvements. They're trying and giving minority candidates opportunities. They are trying to do it. Is it perfect? No. But it's not systemically racist either. Again, not everything is about race. All right, time to let me know what you guys think. Had any of you ever heard of race norming before? I hadn't. I'd never heard of it. I had to read up on it before recording this video today. Also, do you believe the NFL is systemically racist? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.